Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, stand by for Buzz Burbank, but first, successful companies know faster growth requires the right tools. If you're doing 2, 10, or hundreds of millions in sales, NetSuite by Oracle gives a full picture of your business, finance, inventory, HR, customers, and more, all in one place, from work, from home, anytime, anywhere. NetSuite, the number one cloud business system. Right now, get your product tour and free guide, 6 ways to run a more profitable business at netsuite.com/voices. That's netsuite.com/voices. And now let the cartoons begin.
Broadcasting from Resistance Headquarters, relentlessly fighting back against the clown dictator and his regime of deplorables.
Never give up, never surrender.
This is the Bob Zeska Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
Hello, I'm John Hamm. Tonight I'm here to talk to you about a product that doesn't need any glitz or gloss. It's a product that speaks for itself, and I'm proud to endorse it. John Hamm's John Hamm. Ham you can eat in the bathroom. Let's face it, we live in a fast-paced world. But if you're as busy as I am, every day you have to make a decision. Am I going to eat lunch, or am I going to go to the bathroom? Now you never have to make that choice again. Each John Hamm's John Hamm dispenser is located opposite the toilet paper dispenser. You never get confused. And unlike other bathroom Hamm dispensers, John Hamm's John Hamm has only the finest boar's head oven roasted ham. Mmm, that's good ham. So what are you waiting for? Don't find yourself on the toilet craving high-quality ham slices. Tell your boss to order one for the office today. And remember the John Hamm's John Hamm motto. If it feels like a slice of ham, don't wipe your ass with it.
Bob Zeska!
Hi, Bob!
Hi, Bob!
Hi, Bob!
Hello!
The Bob Zeska Show!
I've been wiping my ass with ham these days. We're out of toilet paper, goddammit. From our nation's capital, it is Tuesday, March 24, 2020. And this is the Bob Zeska Show presented by BubbleGenius.com, the greatest soap ever. Hi, what's up? My name is Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Hi, day 1,160 of the Trump crisis. 224 days until the 2020 presidential election. I wish it was tomorrow. Oh, and look, we're sitting right over there. It's my friend Buzz Burbank. Hi, Buzz.
Just wash your hands after using the John Hamm. Just wash your damn hands. Hi, Bob. Hi, everybody. He's Bob. I'm Buzz. And we are your lifeline to stuff going on outside your house. A lot of important announcements today. Due to coronavirus concerns, Bob and I will not be hosting our annual Spring Break Beach House this year.
Damn, I'm so sad.
Vice President Mike Pence, however, will be along in a little while to tell you what a great job Bob and I are doing. So that's good.
Perfect. I've been waiting for that. I've been waiting for those kudos.
And here now is today's Bob Zeska Show survival tip. If Trump says things are going to be fine, grab the kids and immediately move to the safest part of your home.
I've chosen the bathroom. The bathroom. Safest one. Plus, there's all that ham in there.
You now have an emergency plan.
I know.
And ham. And ham.
Ham!
The show is going to be a little different today. In the interest of audience safety, we have greatly reduced the number of spit takes.
I'm lying alone with my thumbs on the phone, tweeting all night till it hurts. We know that we're screwed, but what else can we do? Our country is torn apart. I wish we could carry the Senate and House, because all these times seem so low. And if we're to believe Michael Cohen will sing, when today we don't really know, we don't really know.
Sing along at home.
I'm all out of fucks. What is all this to do? I'm sick of the right being so wrong for so long. I'm all out of fucks. What is all this to do? I'm sick of the right being so wrong for so long. I'm all out of fucks.
All what right. is all this to do? Rocky Mountain Mike right there. Yes, right. I think we are all out of fucks at this point. No more fucks left. We're out of fucks. Just like the toilet paper, no more fucks left in the stores.
Although, with everybody at home, there's really not much else to do, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So we got to find some more fucks.
We might not be out of them, after all.
All right. Well, where do we dig in first? 1 month ago today, this is the president. 1 month ago on this very day, he said, the coronavirus is very much under control in the United States. Stock market starting to look very good to me.
Yes.
How'd
that work out for him?
Perfect. Yeah. Here's the thing. I am at the top, the very top end of my tolerance level for just the vast quantity of stupid out there. I mean, I don't think I've witnessed this level of stupid since Election Day 2016. Whether it's people who follow Trump or Trump himself, it is a cavalcade of stupid, and they are going to kill us all.
And what worries me, and has particularly troubled me in the last couple of days, is Democrats, liberals, progressives have been among those who've been stupid about this, who've been uninformed or misinformed, or just bought something, accepted something as fact that they heard, and it's not true. There's a tremendous amount of disinformation out there and crazy views. In many cases, I'm hearing Democrats, liberals, progressives spout the same views as Trump. And that disturbs me greatly on a couple of levels, but not the least of which is the loss of lives.
Yeah, yeah. What specifically are you hearing from the left as far as disinformation? Are you hearing people agreeing with this idea that we need to get back to work?
Yes,
is that it?
Yes.
Oh
yes,
my God.
That's number one.
Why?
And the fact is, this thing is about to peak. That would be the worst possible time for everybody to go back. If you think we have a problem now, if we risk this, I mean, this whole thing, and it's a tough question for everybody. Are we willing? And this is we're in many ways we're not much different than the people in the States during World War II. Things are going to be really tough, and people are going to have to sacrifice. And people don't like that initially, but eventually I hope they get into the spirit of that.
Yeah.
But it astounds me that people are willing to risk the lives of many people, and not just elderly people. There's been a lot of talk about that, and they are the prime target of this virus, but a lot of younger people are succumbing to it as well. 35-year-olds dying from this. This can happen to anybody.
Yeah.
Although it does seem to avoid children, but it has the potential. We learned this past week to take 2 million lives if we continue to stumble along as we are now. We have maybe 5 days to act, 6 at tops, and by then it's. I mean, in many ways, it's already too late.
Yeah.
And it astounds me the people who are willing to make that Sophie's choice of, well, we better sacrifice some lives to get the economy going again.
Yeah, I mean, Buzz, aren't we doubling the rate of diagnoses here just about every 2 days? Is that it? Is that the number?
Certainly in New York State, that is the case. Yeah. It's more than doubling every day. We're at, 25,000 now. Yeah. Cuomo expects it to hit 40,000 very soon, maybe within the week. That's in many ways it's the worst of it. And a lot of people will say, well, this is just, you know, this is just because there are more tests being done now. And that is true to a large extent. But it also at the same time is revealing to us just how many cases are out there. Estimates I have seen by people who do this sort of thing and do it well,
yeah,
is that there are probably 10 to 11 times as many cases in your county, for example. Mm-hmm. What's the count in your county? Whatever that is, multiply that by 10.
Yeah.
That's probably how many infected people there are in your county. Obviously, a lot of people haven't been tested yet. In a perfect world, we'd test everybody, regardless of anything. As it is, we're going to have to limit that to people who show the symptoms.
Yeah, and you know what? We're not even bending the curve yet. And Donald Trump's already about sending everyone back to work. Even though he can't do that, the governors are basically in control at this point. Yes. Lawrence O'Donnell is right now on a tear on Twitter, making sure everyone knows that it doesn't have anything to do with the president. The president can say go back to work, and I'm sure there will be lots of mouth-breathing suckers who will go tearing out of their house like the cast of The Road Warrior. They're all going to get sick, and then what's going to happen is once they're all sick, they're going to start blaming the Democrats for it. Like, why didn't you stop us? Why didn't you tell us not to go out? Well, we did. You just chose to listen to the guy who stared into a total eclipse. That's the person you've chosen to follow when it comes to medical advice. So these people, I mean, I'm at the point now, Buzz, where I feel as if, look, you want to go back to work? If you want to obey Donald Trump in this, the guy who tried to sell steaks in the store where they sell the vibrating chairs. This is the guy they want to follow. And if you want to follow Donald Trump going back to work, then please, by all means, wave the flag when you're coughing up blood. Because that's...
You laugh, but those vibrating chairs could really tenderize meat. There was a synergy between those products, believe it or not. Now, people's lives are at stake here. And, it's a question of how many people are we going to let die? And that question is already on the table, as Governor Cuomo pointed out in his rather inspiring news conference today, that they need 30,000, 40,000 respirators. And the government, Trump wants New York to thank him for sending 400.
Yeah, yeah. Because, they're complicated pieces of equipment, Donald Trump says. They're very complicated. Well, they're machines.
They are, in fact, complicated. and that's one reason it won't be easy for auto manufacturers to make them, because it involves all kinds of software and parts they're not accustomed to using.
Sure.
So we'll see how that goes.
And I think in the long term, we're going to be talking about ventilators as a commonly seen device as you're out and around. You're going to see people with portable oxygen and things like that you would normally see.
If there's enough to go around.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because what we're talking about is an entire population now that will have some form of lung damage as a result of this, who will need...
Permanent.
Yeah, permanent lung damage. They're going to need all kinds of apparatuses to help them breathe normally. And that's going to be an ongoing problem. And right now, as the problem worsens, we don't have enough for those people who are just initially being diagnosed, much less in the long run, people who are going to have that complication as a result of all of this. I go back to the dumbness, and there's sort of a twofold dumbness that I'm watching right now that is driving me up a wall. The first thing is, of course, the president and the fact that he's jerking us all around like always. But then there's also television news, whether it's the cable networks or the broadcast networks. And I'd love to get your take on this, Buzz, because one of the things that I have been tearing my hair out over since maybe Friday is this ongoing airing of free live campaign commercials for Donald Trump. Yeah. Interrupting regular programming across all of the networks. We see these things happen on MSNBC or whatever we're choosing to watch, CNN or maybe some online forum. But we need to remember that those of you who don't know, they're interrupting regular programming on ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox, the networks, the broadcast networks. They're interrupting everything to air these things uninterrupted without any fact checking. Just here, American people, here's a 2-hour Donald Trump campaign commercial, and we're not going to do anything to make sure that you have the correct information.
Yeah, and I mean, the networks are complicit then in the misinformation that's being told.
Yeah.
Aside from the unfairness of that 2-hour campaign commercial, I guess.
Right.
You know, he can't have rallies anymore, so these are his rallies.
Mm-hmm.
This is where he gets that satisfaction, which is why he has his people step up one by one to tell him what a great job he's doing.
Yeah.
Mike Pence being the leader of that pack. I mean, and that's what that's all about. So that's the campaign commercial. But the greatest sin of all, and the one the networks are really complicit in, is the misinformation and disinformation that's being spewed by the president. Case in point, and I hear this from liberals too, and they have a point, but you no doubt have heard by now about the couple in Arizona that used a fish tank cleaner, aquarium cleaner, because it contains, I can't remember the name of the drug, but
called hydroxychloroquine. I think that's
chloroquine. And they saw chloroquine was a prime ingredient in these tablets that are used to put in the fish tank to help clean. And so the president, and they heard the president say they were very afraid. They probably voted for Trump. They heard the president of the United States say that this was a game changer. Well, it certainly did change the game for them, because he's dead. She was in critical condition, but is now well enough to say, don't listen to the president.
Yeah. And, you know, my stress level around all of this, I don't know about you, Buzz, but my stress level around this would be reduced by at least half if we didn't have a monkey with a machine gun in the White House running this whole thing. And if we didn't have television news director saying, yeah, you know what, that Trump show that they're doing from the press room every day, got to run that live every day, because that's smart news. I can't wrap my head around just the complete lack of common sense being presented out there on both ends of that equation.
I've been part of a debate on that. One argument was, would it be seen as fake news if, as I proposed, the news business, when it covers a press conference, they go to the press conference, they send a reporter, the reporter takes notes, asks questions, gets video and sound, and takes it back to the network as a report.
Yeah.
This is the work that they do to try to bring out the truth. But, to air these campaign rallies and this disinformation, this dangerous, life-threatening information that Trump is putting out, that's the greatest sin of all, and the reason the network should have stopped doing this days ago.
Well, what it is I think maybe there's a sum total of about 5% of these press conferences that actually contain hard news and information. So you take those bits and you run them as a clip package after the fact.
And part of the debate was, well, then the people will accuse you of censorship. No more than any other story the media covers.
Yeah.
And there is no censorship to begin with. It's just how it's done. You go to a thing, you cover the thing, you put together a report, and you put it on TV or radio.
Right.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
And you don't have to cover it live. To cover it live makes it a campaign rally and spreads dangerous disinformation.
Yeah.
So, I've heard this, but you'll be accused of censorship if you don't carry the lie. Well, no, I don't think that's the case either. You know, there's just all this sort of debate about the ramifications of carrying this or not. The bottom line is the dangerous disinformation.
I mean, are they engaging in censorship for not running Joe Biden's daily videos live across all the networks too? No, of course not. But I mean, the other thing that I keep going back to is I'm looking all the way back to 2016, and I'm seeing all of the same empty podium shots that we saw throughout the 2016 campaign. And don't forget, I mean, in and amongst COVID-19, we are dealing with an election year. The election year is underway. Right. The campaigns are underway. This is happening. And Donald Trump, for lack of the, you know, the rallies that he used to do in 2016, he's doing the same damn thing, but from the White House press room. Why do you think he invites all of his sycophants there to pucker up and kiss his disgusting ass every day?
And I am deeply disturbed by the absence of Dr. Fauci at yesterday's so-called coronavirus briefing.
Right, right. And in fact, I think Trump was asked about that on his Fox News town hall right before, which is actually going on as we're recording the show. And I think, you know, he said, Fauci's fine. Fauci's okay. We'll have Fauci back sometime. But I have no faith. I mean, everything, you got to assume everything out of Donald Trump's mouth is a lie. Mean, that should be the baseline. That is the default position. A lie until proven otherwise. There's no reason to take it at face value.
Always been our guideline, yes.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, one of the things that I've been thinking about, one of the things I've been studying for quite some time now is the electoral model proposed by Rachel Bitticoffer. You know, she's got this blue wave model that she's looking at as far as forecasting the consequences, the results of the election. And one thing that she always throws in there as a caveat is watch out for shocks to the system. Well, right now, we are in the midst of a massive shock to the system. And how is the television news media responding to this? They're giving Donald Trump all those empty podium shots, interrupting. Now Trump has moved all of these things to like 6 p.m. in the evening where he can get more visibility from it.
I've even seen at least one case of a network preempting their own evening newscast to continue to carry that news conference.
Yes, yes. Flashbacks shameful. Shameful is the exact word I would use.
And part of it is, that's the only official coronavirus update that's available. In even the Bush administration, you know, General Schwarzkopf gave the briefings, not political appointees from the White House.
Right.
This is, as usual for Trump, abnormal for America.
And here we'll have a return here of our friend Tiny Trump. I'll let him out of his cigar box because we've been social distancing with Tiny Trump, keeping him in his cigar box so he doesn't get me sick, doesn't get Kimberly sick, doesn't get our cat sick. So
I'll keep a fly swatter handy.
here's Tiny Trump in the press room yesterday talking about the people who are giving him free advertising every fucking day.
I have a question for you. So we have a lot of very angry media all around this room, and they want one of these seats. But because of social distancing, we are keeping them empty. And they are keeping them empty. Will there ever be a time when all of those really angry, angry people who don't like me much to start off with, but now they really don't like me, will there ever be a time when these seats are full, like full to the brim like it used to be, where people are almost sitting on each other's lap? And this whole row over here is packed. And now they're outside wanting to get in, and they're very jealous of all of these reporters. Will we ever have that again? Or is that something that will be, you know, it'll look like this?
If one of these days, all of the angry people, or as he says, all of the angry people can return to the press room to fill up those seats, and whether or not the people who are waiting outside, just like in his rallies, he's always talking during his rallies about how there's all kinds of people waiting outside for him, waiting to get inside to hear him talk. And he's doing it with the press now. And of course, they're going to turn around and say, oh, here, Mr. President, here's some more free airtime across all of the major networks for you. Since you're calling us angry people, we just don't care about that. Doesn't matter for us anymore.
First of all, played back at any speed, those are the rantings of a madman.
Yep.
I mean, it'd almost be worth hearing that at normal speed, and it's certainly available for those who want to find it.
Yeah.
It is simply the ranting of a madman, and he was, at the same time he was doing this, spewing this insanity, he was doing it in a way that put Dr. Brooks, or as I call her, Dr. Scarf Lady, he was putting her on the spot with those questions. She supports the president, but I don't think anybody wanted to be in her shoes at that moment, even though the vitriol was aimed at the media. And does it disturb no one that he has such flaming vitriol for the media at a time that perhaps he should be focused on the health and well-being of America?
Yeah, well, what he wants to do is he wants to make sure people are getting their information from him and not the actual sources of information, right?
He actually said that yesterday. Don't listen to the doctors, listen to me. I mean, and not on those words, but he said if the doctors had their way, they'd keep everything shut down for 2 years.
Right.
So he said, we're not going to listen to the doctors. Well, that's the wrong advice to give during a pandemic.
Well, right. And what we're getting from him, though, is not on top of the usual counterfactual gibberish. We're getting this whole jerk around. Like one day he comes out there and he's, you know, practically dressed up in military garb with the medals and the sunglasses and the Generalissimo hat and everything like that. And he comes out and he's talking about how we're in a war. We're fighting an invisible enemy. Let's all let's all rally around the war president, which is borrowed directly from George W. Bush in the wake of 9/11.
Well,
because Donald Trump is so inherently jealous of anyone who had higher approval numbers than he does, and he's wondering why. Well, George W. Bush got 90% approval rating after 9/11. Why am I only getting 45%? That's madness. Maybe I should try some of that post 9/11 crap.
Because you don't demand respect, you command respect, and he fails to do that. He came out in his presidential war baseball cap and declared himself a wartime president. But at the same time, we must acknowledge there is some truth to the fact that there is that effect. I think the reason for the frightening spike in his popularity, and I do believe it will be passing, Bob, but I think hope. What accounts for the spike in the popularity is the tendency we as Americans always have to rally around the president in time of war. And this is, even though he's not a wartime president, this is war.
Right. And then the next day, the very next day, he is choosing now to surrender in this war. Like, okay, well, we're only gonna fight this war for five more days because we just can't take it anymore. This is like impossible for us. So you know what? Monday, Tuesday next week, everyone go back to work because the spazzy white guys in Lower Manhattan need their fucking cash.
Your child is going nuts. He's bouncing off the wall. Yeah. You have him sit on the couch. You say, just sit there for 5 minutes and or 10 minutes or 15 minutes, whatever it is, and just be quiet and just chill. And if you can do that, then you're free to go. You know, and then,
exactly.
And then he's that little kid going, is it 5 minutes yet? Is it 5 minutes yet? It's that sort of childish impatience. I mean, I know a lot's at stake here. When the unemployment report comes out on Friday morning at 9 Eastern, it's going to show, I predict, 3 million jobs lost.
Probably, yeah.
Thereabouts.
And that's for starters.
The true numbers not reflected. They're lagging a week or two behind the weekly reports that we get. Yeah. This is a very real thing. People need money to live. And hopefully, it now looks like the White House has dropped its insistence on no strings attached to the money for big business. It looks like we may have a deal that will actually begin to address at least the financial aspect of the problem. I worry more, though, really at this moment about the health. That curve that you were talking about in New York, it's that line is almost straight up. Yeah. Ain't no curve. It's just almost straight up.
I think Ain't No Curve is going to be the title of today's show. That's
Ain't No Curve, Bob.
Sure. Ain't No Curve.
It's just that simple.
I mean, nationally, there is no curve either. But I mean, here's the line that we're getting now from the White House. This goes in the pantheon of Republican dumbfuckery, this particular line. We cannot let the cure be worse than the problem itself.
Uh-huh.
That is absolute 1,000% nonsense. I mean, what happens if you abide by this madness? You send people out, you send people back to work, which he can't do, and then they go out, they all get sick, and it worsens the economy. People still stay in, and things are actually exponentially worse than they ever could have been. Because you're trying this ridiculous madman logic of saying, oh, yeah, you don't want to let the cure be worse than the problem itself. This is absolute dumb fuckery.
Death.
And anyone who follows along with this, good luck to you. The smart people are going to be inside while you all are running around like crazy people, all getting sick, using up all of the resources in the hospitals. Right. That's how this turns out.
That and death count be damned. The Dow has to be better before Election Day.
That's right. And that's what's driving everything. Remember what we've been saying since whenever, that Donald Trump is only surviving right now because the former health of the economy. That's what was artificially inflating his approval. That was what was artificially inflating his chances of being reelected. And now he's seeing that being dwindled away on a day-to-day basis.
It's coming up on November.
Yeah.
The wall hasn't been built. Mm-hmm. Millions of people are sick. And the money runs out, or people begin to feel the economic effects, the recession, if not depression, created by this crisis. And then we have an election.
Mm-hmm.
I know you were disturbed by a Monmouth poll you saw, and I haven't seen, I haven't seen all the polls. It does, you know, Biden still leads in that poll, but what, by less than five points?
Definitely margin of error, sure.
Yeah, very frightening prospect. Again, that's the rally around the president that I believe will erode as people's lives truly fall apart over the coming, certainly, 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, the capacity of people to see beyond the stupidity is amazing to me. It's always amazing to me. It seems to me as if his approval rating should be zero. I mean, based on his actual performance, no one should be supporting him now. And this is all a consequence of not only the wine and rage cult that he's been able to construct over the past several years, but also a consequence of exactly what you're talking about. I think people are just instinctively rallying around their president to an extent, but we're not seeing it anywhere near where it was, certainly when, for example, Barack Obama became president in the midst of the Great Recession. We're certainly not seeing it the way George W. Bush was hovering in the 90 percentile, somewhere in that range after 9/11, and Donald Trump less than half of that number.
Let's see how people feel in 30 days.
That's right. Okay. Successful companies know faster growth requires the right tools. If you're doing 2, 10, or hundreds of millions in sales, NetSuite by Oracle gives a full picture of your business, finance, inventory, HR, customers, and more, all in one place. From work, from home, anytime, anywhere, NetSuite, the number one cloud business system. Right now, get your product tour and free guide, 6 ways to run a more profitable business at netsuite.com/voices. That's netsuite.com/voices. Thank you.
It is shocking that your home can be stolen this easily. Let me share a true story. Deborah learned that brutal lesson when thieves found the title to her home online. Then they forged the documents to appear she sold her home. But she hadn't. Then they borrowed thousands using her home's equity. Deborah didn't know she was a victim until foreclosure notices arrived and an eviction notice followed. She spent a fortune trying to get her home back. The crime is home title fraud, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. The best advice for avoiding a title fraud nightmare is to protect your home with Home Title Lock. And no, neither your homeowner's insurance nor bank protects you. For pennies a day, Home Title Lock does. So first things first, find out if you're already a victim of home title fraud. Register your home at HomeTitleLock.com and enter SAVE for 1 month of free protection. Again, enter SAVE for 1 month of free protection at HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
The Bob Seska Show.
Cougar the Tiger.
Don't build your castle, dear little child.
It's a song called Why So Sad from self-titled EP. One of our Patreon subscribers, Jason Grevoire, and his project here.
I always enjoy their music every time you play it. This is great. This is a great song. You didn't tell me we were going to boogie.
I
didn't know.
I should have informed you there'd be boogieing on today's show. Yeah.
Next time.
I'm a bad, bad show producer. BobSeska.com/music if you want to submit your songs. Thank you. Where do we leave off here?
Maybe we left off with it, or we should have anyway, with the fact that people have just gone mad.
Yeah.
I'm seeing, liberals and conservatives on social media, and their brains are exploding.
Yeah.
And there's some pretty intense fighting out there, even among liberals, as I mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
It disturbs me. It unnerves me. I was short of breath earlier today, not from the disease, but from the fact that just the anxiety of seeing all this upheaval out there.
Yeah,
it's very disturbing, that part of it. I'm also seeing many examples of love and compassion. I have a couple of friends here in my little town who are they're arts and crafts ladies, and they do a lot of amazing things. But right now, over the last week or so, they've been, after researching how to do it properly, they've been making 95 masks, N95 masks.
Oh, great.
Of the proper fabrics, yeah, that doctors can use in the coming shortage that I'm sure we'll be seeing here.
That's right. Well, that's great to hear. Between Kimberly, T-Rex, lots of people, uh-huh, I know are just absolutely beside themselves with stress and anxiety because of all of this.
Yes.
And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that we are right now a rudderless country. We have a president and an executive branch right now that's loaded with the president's loyalists. He purged the government, anyone who's disloyal to him. And those are the people running the show right now. And it's highly disconcerting. I know for me, as I was saying before, that contributes to the majority, vast majority of my stress in facing all of this stuff, because we don't have any leadership. And it's times like these when you desperately need people to be able to give you the straight information. And fortunately, there are people like Governor Cuomo of New York, certainly Governor Newsom of California.
Who
are doing amazing work, certainly giving people something to grasp onto as far as official word, official information, and none of this bullshit. For example, this just happened on Trump's town hall. This is something I picked up during the commercial break. So Dr. Birx was explaining the high transmission rates in New York City. And then Trump jumped in and said, "Do you blame the governor for that?" He can't let anyone upstage him. He refuses to let anyone be better at this than he is.
And it's the only thing on his mind and the only thing he cares about.
And the fact of the matter is that everyone is better at this than he is. Dr. Birx is better than this. Mike Pence is better than Donald Trump
scarf,
at this.
Scarf lady.
Oh, God.
Scarf lady.
Scarf lady, exactly. Or as I called her yesterday, Dr. Happy Sunshine. Because
she reminds me, I had a team of government teachers in high school from my government class. And one of them was this woman who looks very much like Dr. Birx. And she was always very Republican, and she was always sort of our country, right or wrong. And she would use phrases like "in this great nation of ours," and say it with great melodrama. With great melodrama, she would say these lines. And Dr. Birx reminds me very much of her, so I think of that. Dr. Scarf Lady, Dr. Birx.
I mean, ultimately, people who listen to the president will likely get sick. People who ignore the president will not get sick. Ignore the president.
That's true. Yeah, you can certainly greatly reduce your stress by avoiding that. Listen to catch up occasionally. And I know I've talked about this online over the past week with others, and that is, it's okay. Eugene Robinson in the Washington Post wrote a great column, and in it he said, just turn it off and walk away. Check in occasionally.
Yeah.
But don't for gosh sakes, don't turn it on and leave it on. Don't do that.
No.
That certainly can greatly reduce your stress, avoiding the president. But even aside those things, this is a stressful time.
Yeah.
There are serious factors at stake. We're talking about at least a million people dying and millions of people out of work. And we don't know where this is headed.
Yeah.
There is now new indication, not confirmed, but new indication that this could be seasonal, as it's only showing up in a certain temperature range around the world.
Yeah.
And now that that's been charted, and we see a drift as the seasons change, that it may in fact help us out a little bit. Nevertheless, we are destined to be overwhelmed at the hospitals with a lack of equipment and supplies.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and asked about the proposed provision in this relief package that could get passed at any point in time. I mean,
Today, probably. They may be doing it now, as far as we know, yeah.
Well, this would allow, I mean, there was a provision in there allowing the Treasury to dole out the money to companies as it sees fit. And Trump said during his news conference yesterday, he said, look, I'll be the oversight. Well, of course he wants to be the, of course he wants to be the guy who says, yes,
what?
All this billions of dollars should go to that little independent family business called the Trump Organization, and they'll get all
what
that
could
money.
What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah.
And by the way, now that you've mentioned the Trump Organization, he has six of his seven businesses are closed right now because of gubernatorial orders. And so he has a great interest in throwing everything back open next week. Not that I think it's going to help him. And you mentioned those workers going back to work and risking the health and lives of themselves and others. A lot of them are going to go to places that are closed under gubernatorial order. A lot of them, though, you're right, will go back to work and do pose a great risk.
Well, I'll be interested to see, and we should all keep an eye on this, especially let your Trump supporting friends or family members know when you actually see it happen. Trump will not start doing his rallies. He'll tell everyone to go back to work and everything's fine. Everybody, we should restart the economy. Everything's going to go back to normal as of sometime midweek next week, he says. But he will not start doing his rallies again. He will not travel to these arenas packed in there with several thousand people. He will not do that shit. And that's an indicator that he doesn't buy his own bullshit.
And does he really want to cancel his daily campaign show?
No, I mean, they're not televising the campaign rallies. They haven't been doing that live since 2016, early 2017. So they certainly won't do it now. But if he's doing it from the White House under the auspices of being news, then they'll keep showing it. Then they'll keep doing the Trump show every goddamn day.
To people who've said to me, oh, this will be over very quickly, I say, you know, come back to me in a week and tell me that.
Yeah.
Come back and tell me that in a week.
Yeah.
And I see a lot of that where, oh, this is going to happen or that's going to happen. You know what? Come back in a week and tell me that.
That's right. That's right. I mean, all you got to do is rewind 1 month, as I led off the show with this quote. The coronavirus is very much under control in the USA. That was 1 month ago, and that was the president of the United States. Now he's saying it's going to be all under control. It's all going to be fine by next Wednesday. It's not. Every indication says that it absolutely will not be done. And by the way, did you see during his news, during the Trump show yesterday, Dr. Birx announced that over the weekend, which was less than 48 hours prior to her turning up on the dais in the press room with Trump shoulder to shoulder and Bill Barr and the vice president and some other admiral who was wisely staying far away from the others. that Dr. Birx announced that over the weekend she had some sort of stomach flu and was running a fever. And as soon as she said that, Donald Trump moved faster than I've ever seen a fat man move in my entire life. He jumped so far away from her. He was practically in the next room. He was practically in Maryland by the time he got done moving.
Wonder if she just made that up because she knew he was jumpy.
I mean, she just didn't want him anywhere near him. I mean, the odor of Dracar Noir wafting through that room whenever he's there. Oh, my God, it's got to be overwhelming. But, I mean, he didn't want to get the stomach bug that Dr. Birx had on Saturday and still walked into the room with the president of the United States, someone who, you know, in normal times – shouldn't be around people who have stomach flu. And I assure you, if she had stomach flu on Saturday and or Sunday, she still had stomach flu yesterday. Because I had stomach flu back in early February, I think it was. And
I remember. We all remember.
Yes. It doesn't go away in a couple of days. It lingers and you're kind of stuck with it. And that's exactly what probably happened to Dr. Birx. But the point being that as soon as Donald Trump heard that she was sick with some sort of contagious illness, he ran. And of so course. This is the same guy who at the same time was saying, and you know that COVID-19 thing, or we're calling it the Chinese virus, because we have to make sure we remind the red hats that we're still the bigots that we've always been.
Right.
So the Chinese virus, that's fine. Go out and mingle, go back to work, go back to being shoulder to shoulder on the subway or in carpools or in the coffee room. Just go back to doing that. Meanwhile, this person here has stomach flu. I'm going to run 1,000 miles away from her because I'm terrified. That is the message that we're getting from the President of the United States. Sleep tight, at America.
At least he's not touching all of them now, but they do still, he does make them stand in the shot, meaning very close together.
That's right. And boy, did Bill Barr look like a bag of skin yesterday.
Did he? He does not look well. He does not look well.
No, he did not look well at all. He looked
like. Is it possible? Can a person sleep on their feet? Because I swear, at one point, it looked like he was.
Well, you know, the human shield thing is just out of control now because he's got to get all his people flanking him at all times because he's he's a completely incapable leader who needs all of that support
He needs the adoration.
So even in this Fox News town hall, he's got to have Mike Pence there. He's got to have Dr. Birx there. He can't handle it himself because he doesn't fucking know anything.
Preacher needs a choir.
That's right. He said, you know, this is the other thing. This is the other jerking around that we're getting. So it's been, I mentioned Chinese virus a second ago. It's been a couple of weeks now that he's been trying to refer to this as the Chinese virus.
Yes. Oh, longer, really. But yes, that's true.
That's right. And the whole idea is to lay blame at the feet of China rather than
by shifting to shift it off of himself.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Because if it's China's fault, it can't possibly be Trump's fault. See, that's
exactly.
Exactly.
And the other thing it does is it further demonizes foreigners and the hate crimes or attempted hate crimes or at least aggressive behavior toward Asian Americans. Since Trump's remarks, reports are coming in by the dozens a day now.
Oh, yeah.
People abusing Asian Americans in public.
But then the first thing he does yesterday is step out and say, let's leave all the Asian Americans alone. He said via Twitter.
Well, he had to.
It's very important that we totally protect our Asian American community in the United States and all around the world. They are amazing people. And he continues on and on about the virus, which he just refers to as the virus. And he just, in that context, he's dropping the Chinese part. But I don't think he understands, I don't think he understands that Chinese people also are, in fact, Asian. I think he thinks they're two different sets of
it's
people.
Possible.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
I try to never overestimate his knowledge, but perhaps I have here.
Right. So, and along those lines, I think we talked about this on Thursday's show that Donald Trump Jr. and Breitbart are now actively trying to put the World Health Organization in cahoots with China in some sort of conspiracy to defraud the public about the information that they're receiving.
See, that's the thing about the other thing that Trump is doing in the midst of this crisis when he should be addressing the crisis. He's using it to pursue his agenda.
Yeah.
All the way from Bill Barr trying to suspend habeas corpus, which isn't going to fly. It's not going to happen. Fortunately, but they tried. That's the important thing. They've further restricted asylum seekers. They've allowed non-union members to stop paying their union dues during this economic crisis, using this as a justification to pursue things they have wanted to do all along. The list goes on, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, there's a host of things that this guy is trying to get away with or getting away with in some cases, not always succeeding, but succeeding in some at pursuing extreme conservative ideas that he and his people have had all along. And this provides the perfect cover for it. And they're continuing to refuse oversight, just as they did from the start of the Mueller investigation. Congress can't get a word out of the White House coronavirus task force, and not one person for an hour, because they're just too damn busy.
Yeah, this is a clusterfuck of the highest order. Don't forget that the reason this is so bad right now is because 62 million Americans, including people that you know, Buzz, people that I know, who we're close with, decided, hey, great idea. Let's get the guy who sold Trump steaks and Trump vodka and Trump University to people and committed all kinds of fraud. Maybe that's the person we want in charge of the federal government when and if there's ever a major calamity that's affecting the entire world and the entire economy and our health and our livelihoods and all the rest of it. That's a great fucking idea. To me, this is the nut of all of our problems right now as a country, is that 62 million people voted frivolously last time around.
I think many of them voted with great intent. I think many of them embraced this guy because he represented something that they felt. So I think aside from the cheating and everything else, I think part of what got him elected was that. People love a shock jock, and he was the right guy to come along at the right time. There's still a tremendous amount of enthusiasm now. And that's the thing that's frightening. Trump will one way or another, by God, pass. But the fact that he exploited something that was already out there, the nation was already infected with these ideas. He helped the nation, part of the nation anyway, crystallize these hateful ideas, this anger, and has carried that forward throughout the administration. And now it's deadly in terms of, see, we were just joking around that Mueller thing. People's lives are at stake here.
This is
now American lives on American soil. He had one job. He had one oath that he took, and he blew it. And has already blown it. I can't help but think, I know whereas nothing else turned people, not the Mueller investigation, not the impeachment, nothing turned people. This seems like it will when it starts ruining people's lives and killing their loved ones.
I really, really hope so. But I mean, what's going to happen now is that the Trump administration, the Fox News channel, Republicans across the country have now decided that all those people who voted for Donald Trump, or a good portion of them, now we're going to shove them onto the front lines. We're going to make them the bullet blockers in our proverbial war against the coronavirus. We're going to talk about that, especially what Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick said on Tucker Carlson's show last night, right after these words.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius bath and body products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items, too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius, doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com.
Bob Seska.
Show here in a second. Young Gun Silver Fox right here, Distance Between Us. It's the official anthem of social distancing right now. This is from their West End Coast album. That is, I believe, their first album, but there's a brand new Young Guns Silver Fox album that is just out, I think, in the last couple of weeks, and I'm looking forward to the green light to be able to play some of those songs on the show. So I'm waiting for that. Waiting for that email. But meanwhile, this is one of their older songs, again, from West End Coast. Link in the description for all of our music here. We got an indie music countdown coming up, I think, in, well, let's see, right around the I would say the 4th or 5th of April. That's the way the calendar is looking right now. And that'll be when the indie music
check your out. Local listings for time and channel.
Yeah, that's right.
That was very smooth. And if it doesn't offend them and doesn't date me too much, they're very reminiscent of Hall & Oates.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Very smooth. I liked it very much.
They're leading the way in the resurgence of yacht rock. Young Guns Silver Fox.
Yeah. I was just thinking that. I remember we've talked about we're going to rent a boat and head out on the water. And listen to this stuff.
Yes, I've got my little captain's hat, my little Captain and Tennille captain's hat. That'll be perfect. Okay, so Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick last night thinks that old people should sacrifice themselves for the economy. And
he's willing. He said he's willing to do it. He'll go. He'll take one for the team.
My God. He said that he's talked to all kinds of senior citizens who are willing to die for their children's futures. And what he means when Republicans talk about children's futures, what they're talking about is the national debt. And it's a rare occasion when national debt gets brought up during a Republican administration, because usually the national debt is only an issue if there's a Democratic president, especially African-American Democratic president. Then the national debt is a gigantic issue that we have to address at all costs.
I don't know that his thinking was that long term. I thought he just was saying that to get business up and running again now, because my experience with greedy businessmen is that they're always interested in the short term, what they can do this quarter. That's the focus of business.
And right.
So I really took it to be a lot more about that. I checked with my folks and they said no. They said no, we're not.
So did I.
They turned me down flat, Bob.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? Yes. For the first time, I believe, ever, I agree with Liz Cheney, who said on Twitter today, she said, there will be no normally functioning economy if our hospitals are overwhelmed and thousands of Americans of all ages, including our doctors and nurses, lay dying because we have failed to do what's necessary to stop the virus. And that is directed at Dan Patrick. That is directed at Donald Trump. And this whole idea that we need to rush back to work and apparently putting all of the senior citizens who, strangely enough, are mostly Trump voters back on the front lines of this, you know, war that Donald Trump has declared against the invisible enemy. And, well, good luck. Right-wing talk show host Jesse Kelly said on Twitter today, if given the choice between dying and plunging the country I love into a Great Depression, I'd happily die.
We accept.
We accept, yes. Please, go forth. Start licking toilet seats. By all means, Jesse Kelly, whoever you are.
I've seen that too.
Yeah. I mean, this is, again, more stupid. And the thing is, as long as this isolation continues, we are going to see more and more extreme opinions like this. And that's why I think now more than ever, we need to keep a close eye on what's factual and what's counterfactual. And in fact, during the postmortem show coming up, I want to talk about one of those sources of disinformation that is now circulating, and I have verified this, circulating among pro-Trump supporters and people through their emails and so on. There is an article going around that is just absolutely horrendous, and it involves, shocking, it involves Russia. So we'll get to that on the postmortem show on our Patreon page, BobSeskaShow.com, if you want to subscribe. Yeah.
Why am I not surprised? I do think that this disease and this crisis have the potential to change some minds. The numbers are already showing changes in Republican views, at least about this crisis, about the virus itself. They're starting to see it for the threat they did not see it as in the beginning, and they're doing it on a much faster curve then certainly they have come around on climate change.
Yeah.
To the extent that they have. The public opinion change within Republican voters has dramatically shifted in the last couple of weeks. They understand this is real. And again, I say, let's check the polls again in 30 days, because I think as the reality of Trump's inaction and bad actions sink in, that even his supporters who will be suffering in their own homes will get to the breaking point where they will have had enough of Donald Trump. Obviously, their diehards will never win back. I've seen them. I know who they are, and you know, and they're not coming back. But
no.
But some will be swayed when their family members die or when they are without income for too long.
Well, fortunately, Buzz, I don't think either of us know any students at Liberty University, which is Jerry Falwell Jr.'s college. And
I actually sponsor the debate team.
You too? Oh, yeah. Man. I love their field hockey program down there myself. But Liberty University, Jerry Falwell's place, is reopening this week. So get your prayers ready because they're going to need them now. I mean, not to get ahead of ourselves, but fast forward 1 week, maybe 2 weeks, probably 2 weeks is around the gestation period for the COVID-19 microorganism. And that's when we'll start to hear about all the Liberty University students who have the virus and who are not in classes.
In my newscast this week, I'm going to tell you about some folks in Wellsville, Kansas. At the one of the parishioners at a Baptist church there told a reporter from the Washington Post, "We just need to trust the Lord to solve this."
They're living in Wellsville, are they?
They are. And you know, not to pick on Wellsville or even Kansas, there are lots and lots of folks just like that all over the country and every state in the country who have that same view. And in these times, that is dangerous too. And that accounts for a lot of the behavior we're seeing.
Yeah. Well, they're going to have to change the name of that place to Unwellsville, because if they're relying on prayers and nothing more.
They may have to at some point, and rural communities such as that don't even have the healthcare facilities that big cities have.
I mean, I'm just going to go way out on a limb. I mean, I'm not a doctor or anything like that, but I will say.
Yes, you are.
I'm relatively certain, Buzz, that prayers will not protect you from getting the coronavirus. So there's our deep dive into the world of dumbness.
Wasn't it fun?
So much fun. I'm so glad we did it. Yes.
Well, there's more coming up.
Exactly. Coming up on the Postmortem Show, BobSeskaShow.com. That's our Patreon page. $5 a month gets you 2 Postmortem shows every damn week. We just keep on talking after this music is finished.
And before we go, you wanted to issue a threat to the networks or something?
Oh, yeah. They're just going to keep airing this shit, and what's going to happen is it's going to reelect Donald Trump. And that's my biggest concern. I hate to leave you with something that is as horrifying as that, but that's the way it'll happen.
Okay, here's my glass half full counter before we go.
Okay.
That may not be the way it turns out. I agree that what they're doing is wrong, but I think I disagree with you on what the ultimate result will be.
Okay, well, you know what? I desperately hope that I'm wrong, and I desperately hope that you're right. That's the dividing line these days. I mean,
let's pray for that.
Every time I go to the worst case scenario, I think, oh man, I hope I'm really, really wrong about this. And that helps me sleep at night. The idea that I could be terribly wrong about Donald Trump. But some of the time, I don't know that I am. All right, that's it for today's show. Buzz Burbank News and Comment every Thursday. It's the best hour of news you will get all week, and especially now. Now's the time you got to support all your independent media. BuzzBurbank.com, RealmNetwork.com, everywhere you get your podcasts. Make sure to subscribe. 5-star rating and reviews all around. Thank you for doing that. Meanwhile.
Thank you. Yeah, and stay safe, everybody.
Yep, and the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network. You want to support all the shows there. 5-star rating and ratings and reviews for all of us.
Yes.
On that network. And make sure to support Stephanie Miller's Patreon page at patreon.com/Stephanie Miller Show. It's tough times out there right now with advertising and revenue streams for independent media. So if you can, and I know it's really difficult these days, but if you can, if you got a couple extra bucks every month, maybe think about helping out your independent media, because certainly the television press is not doing their job right now. And so the independents need to step up, and that's the best way to do it, by your support.
If you need to cut your podcast spending budget, just make sure it isn't one of our shows.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, Joe Rogan doesn't need your support. We do.
There you go. Cut him. Cut Joe loose.
All right. That's it for the show. See you next time, folks. Bye-bye.
Stay safe.
All right. Let's talk about Plexiderm here. I'm sure you've seen or heard about Plexiderm on this show, other shows, Stephanie Miller's show. Plexiderm is backed by clinical studies to visibly eliminate your wrinkles, crow's feet, and other telltale signs of aging in just a matter of minutes. The best part is Plexiderm goes on clear, so nobody's going to know you're using it. What hooked me on Plexiderm was the 10-minute challenge. Trust me, I had my doubts. I didn't know if this was going to actually work, and then I got my bottle of Plexiderm here. And I was amazed by how it transformed my face, and it lasts for...
You look lovely.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm blushing. Thank you so much. I'm getting a little bit of a hot flash now. You know it's working when you hear your friends and coworkers say, "What did you do differently today?"
See?
That's
see?
Right.
I said
see?
Something like that. Yeah.
Exactly. The difference is Plexiderm. So give yourself the Plexiderm confidence boost, especially now that we're using Skype and FaceTime to communicate. You don't want to look like hell when you're talking to your family members. Looking your best can help make you more confident on those Skype calls, on those Facebook calls, especially with your coworkers. And Plexiderm goes on clear, so nobody's going to know you're using it unless you tell them. Go to tryplexiderm.com and see the before and after photos for yourself, and use my code VOICES for 50% off plus an extra $10 off. That's right, 50% off plus an extra $10 off. You can also get this offer by calling 1-800-685-1292 and mentioning the code VOICES. Plexiderm is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit triplexiderm.com today. Use the code VOICES at checkout. That's triplexiderm.com. You'll be glad you did.